So do winners emerge in a haphazard manner, we're going to be asking, or because skill is being advanced, as Bush and Bernanke tell us? Who decides what is a profit center in the global enterprise called class? I've been arguing it's determined by what power needs at any particular moment, and that it knows what it needs because it knows where it's going, that it has a vision, which to achieve depends on controlling the populace. And we'll ask, well then, what is a true view of economics, i.e., economics as a class construct? And the answer also relates to a point made earlier, that our growing resistance to power's pressure to impoverish us, our being born onto a ladder, in some ways drives these processes, this so-called progress. And we'll consider the possibility that what so-called profits really fund is the trashing of the planet, and of course, class ideologies, the conditioning of us to accept diminishment, the loss of our gifts, which is true wealth. So we'll ask what is meant in this context, i.e., in the context of the privatization project of power, what is meant by a falling rate of profit? What does falling profits globally mean structurally? We'll be asking.